What's it like being on Casual Conversations again, Howard?
You know, it's the highlight of my year, Cass. I've been on, you know, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, but that was a chopped liver. It makes my year, and that's when I know the festival is on its way.
Hello again, everyone. It's Cass Beal, and this is Casual Conversation, and this is where we talk to people very important to our world. Today, our very special guest is Howard Freeman, producer, actually executive producer of the Balloon Festival in New Jersey. Tell us all about that, Howard.
That would be the 40th annual New Jersey Lottery Festival ballooning, July 28th to 30th at the Solberg Airport in Reddington, New Jersey, Cass, and great to talk to you once again.
Thank you. We do this like an annual basis, and time goes by so quickly, sort of like almost like a balloon flight, you know?
Actually, a balloon flight. Balloons fly at the speed of the wind, so we're going a little faster, you and I.
Yeah, so 40 years ago, I happened to be wearing a shirt that kind of goes back before your time with the Balloon Festival, 1989.
Wow. Yeah, we took it over. Our first year was 1993, so this would be our 30th. I, of course, was 12 when we first produced the festival. But, you know, it's grown. It started, as you know, out at a truck stop on Route 78 in Bloomsbury, New Jersey.
Yeah, look at that. That's like, I think, a real picture from that time period.
Wow, that's a lot of the Forbes balloons, which are beautiful. But, you know, they maybe had about, allegedly, there were 100 people there the first year. I've met probably 5,000 of those 100 people so far, mm-hmm. and 10 balloons. And we've now grown it to where we'll have close to 100 balloons, 5,000 of your closest balloonatic friends, and it's grown to become the largest summertime balloon music festival in North America right here in the Garden State. So we're pretty proud of where we've come in the last 30 years and obviously 40 years.
Well, Howard, you know, the balloons started in 1783, and I think that was a little bit before your time, I think.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm feeling old, but not quite that old. But yes, Malcolm Forbes, Tom Curley, and Bill Lewis actually did start the festival, and then we took it over from them in 93. And those are some of the shapes. And, you know, this year we are bringing back, now the Forbes shapes don't fly anymore, but yeah, exactly. We are bringing back some of the favorites that we've had in the past. The Lover Bees were first here 20 years ago. Lily and Joey, you can tell Lily because she has the red lipstick. They experienced love at first flight, and they had little baby Jolie, another bee. An interesting thing about those bees is that one of them is piloted by the world's only paraplegic pilot, Michael Glenn. And he is just the most motivational, incredible pilot. We've had him here before. You know, he wheels himself up to the balloon in a wheelchair, obviously. But then instead of a basket, he uses a ski chair lift. So, I mean, that's just incredible. We have Darth Vader and Yoda, let the flight be with you. I think you just showed the New Jersey Lottery Lucky Pig balloon this year. They're doing a big scratch-off competition. You can buy a scratch-off at all local participating dealers. It's a competition between the North and the South for the pork roll, Taylor ham roll, that sort of thing. So we commemorate that. We're going to prove for the first time that pigs can really fly. We have a clock called TikTok this year, so time will fly too. So there's going to be all kinds of things. We're bringing back a unique photo penguin balloon, a tourist traveling penguin balloon, and a whole bunch of other surprises, but certainly special shapes are the superstars of the festival.
Well, I know a lot of people have visited the festival over the 40 years. Let's roll some beautiful balloon footage.
I'll give you a play-by-play. Love it.
Yeah, a little play-by-play. Go for it.
You know, well, obviously that's the title sponsor of the festival, New Jersey Lottery. We prove every day that anything can happen in Jersey.
A lot of people there. Oh, my God. How many people you expect?
You know, what's amazing is the amount of people that come there on Saturday and Sunday morning. The balloons go up at 6. There's the unique photo, Panda Bear. But the balloons go up at 6:30 in the morning and 6:30 at night when the wind's at a calmest, an hour after sunrise, an hour before sunset. So it's amazing how many people come in the morning, because a lot of New Jersey people realize now that it's not that hot at 6:30 in the morning. Traffic is a lot easier to navigate. You know, it's almost a spiritual experience when the sun is coming up over the Cushitung Mountains and the balloons go up. So 6:30 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday morning is a very popular time for us.
Well, so you expect over 100,000 people or more there? It looks like
we expect over 165,000, as it says. 3,500 people will take a ride. Probably about 1,500 of those people will take a ride up, up, and away in a balloon, a normal balloon ride. And then another 2,500 or 2,000 or so will, looking at Field of Dreams, will go up in a tethered balloon, which is $25, which will give you your first experience. So here, that was Tasmanian Devil. These are, wow, taking us back in time. This was last year special.
Hey, Howard, it's not Tasmanian, right? It's Tasmanian.
Tasmania, but you know, for the purpose of this conversation, it could be the Tasmanian Devil, no question about it. But you know, we're really excited to bring back some of the superstars that people have loved over the course of time. And you know, the more and more you see these days, people are getting tired of buying stuff. You know, when I was younger, you know, sure, I had stuff. I remember a little red fire truck. I had my little bike. But what I really remember most is the experiences. You know, when I was about 7 or 8, my father took off from work for the summer, put us all in a station wagon, and myself and my two siblings went cross country. And to this day, a number of years later, I remember the experiences with my family and traveling cross country, and you know, the Grand Canyon and Mount Rushmore and all those things. So these days, people are getting a little tired of just buying stuff. And what it's really all about is experiences. And what the festival, what we hope the festival can do for people, and that's during the media launch last year on Friday morning, but what we hope that the Balloon Festival can do is enable families to create experiences with their kids, with their relatives, that they can talk about for years. And the amazing thing to me is we get letters and emails and pictures from people. We did a photo contest. People who came when they were 2, 3, 4, 5 years old and are now bringing their kids. So yes, it makes me feel a little old, but it also is very rewarding. They realize what that experience was like and how they want to share it with their family this coming July. So that's pretty cool, we would think.
No, I can't wait. July 28th through the 30th, last weekend in July this year and as in the past. And what I'd like to let you know is that this is an audio podcast. You listen to Howard Freeman, executive producer, DHA of the New Jersey Lottery Festival of Ballooning, correct?
Audio podcast. Most people tell me I have a good voice for radio and a good face for newspapers. So I guess
better face for radio. That's correct.
That works on a podcast as well, I guess.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this and you want to see all the great balloons, plus how handsome Howard and I look, all right, you can check that out. You can go video. Always, your audio is great also because it's a totally different experience listening on audio.
But, or you can just go on balloonfestival.com and see all the different information, the great balloons, even the regular balloons are on there, the different artists that we have. So we always call it more than just hot air. So, you know, we're pretty excited about all the things we have this year.
So tell me about Casey and the Sunshine Band will be back this year.
You know, Casey, it's his 50th anniversary. We've had him a couple times. We haven't had him since 2016. But since it's the 40th anniversary, we want to throw a party. And who is a better party band than Casey and the Sunshine Band? You know, they tell me you could buy the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge. You may not even need the edge because you're going to be up and boogieing. So, Kaz, I want to see you on Saturday, July 29th, Saturday night, where we putting on your boogie shoes and getting down with Casey, remembering all your disco moves.
You know, get down tonight, right?
There you go. You're a disco duck, man. At 6:30 is the balloon Saturday night. At 8 is the Casey and the Sunshine Band concert, and he is still unbelievable. He can still get down. And then, you know, at about dusk, which is about 8:20, give or take a couple minutes that week, we will have the balloon glow, which we have kind of become pretty well known for. It's the greatest glow on earth, where we line up all the balloons around the stage as well as on the flight line, and they light up from within. So it's like Christmas in July or Japanese lanterns. So that's something you really don't want to miss.
No, the balloon glow is awesome. I'm trying to look at more footage here if you're watching the video portion, folks. And, you know, nothing like being up in a hot air balloon. I've had the pleasure of being up there 2 or 3 times. and it's exciting. But tell people just what that experience is like. You know, tethered is one thing, but when you're out there in the sky touching the rainbow, pretty much, it's amazing.
People tell me it's the most fun you can have standing up. I would agree with that. I've flown, you know, all around the world and all around this country, which is pretty cool. The best way I've heard it described is like, you know, magic carpet ride, but who's been on a magic carpet ride? But if you picture being in a 16th floor, look at all the kids. If you picture being on a 16th floor.
There they go, up and away.
If you picture being on a 16th floor terrace and the ground is moving beneath you, so you see all the beautiful sights of Somerset and Huntington County. There's a bison ranch about 5 miles away. There they're laying out the fabric of the balloon. You know, there's horse farms. I mean, it's gorgeous. And since you're going at the speed of the sound, there is no sound. Like in an airplane, you hear the whooshing because you're going faster than the wind. But here you're just going with the wind. So the only thing you hear is the whoosh, is the burning of the propane, which heats up the inside of the balloon. And obviously hot air rises. So the balloon goes up, up and away. So it's the most calming thing. And you know, everybody says these days when everything's on a schedule, you know, you got to be at work at a certain time. You know, you have your Zooms at certain times.
Whoa, is that you, Howard? Is that you
that
being shot out of a
cannon? Not me. That's no stranger to danger. David Smith, our human cannonball, how we started the 5K, which is on Sunday morning. And this year it's the Trinity Solar 5K. So certainly be solar powered. This year we are also going to have a unique start to the race. It ends right on the main runway there. But this year we're going to have a fabulous Flores family. Be on a 60-foot high sway pole, and she's going to do some flips and some crazy stuff. And when she does her final flip, and it looks like she's about to descend to Earth, but she's on a bungee cord.
There's the balloon glow. There it is.
That is the balloon glow. Last year, that was the New Jersey Lottery Sunny Days balloon. This year, as I said, it'll be the Lucky Pig in honor of their scratch-off with the pork roll. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there, Kaz, and I don't know why anybody would want to be anywhere other than there in Reddington, July 28th to 30th.
Well, unless you're here with me on a podcast, you know, that's
unless you're here with you, but you're going to be out there Friday morning for the media launch, so
I will be there.
The best of all worlds there.
That's true. I will not be running with you, but I will be out there on Friday.
Sounds good. Will you be doing yoga or Pilates? We also have that on Health and Wellness Day.
Whatever you're going to be doing, I'll just be following your footsteps. Yeah,
we have downward facing dog and upward facing yoga and yoga. So what could be better?
No, it's if you're at the festival for the first time and it's getting dark, please do not leave the festival, especially, you know, when the balloon glow starts. Is that only one night, the balloon glow, or
that's only Saturday night? Traditionally on Friday night we've done fireworks, but this year we are still negotiating. We're trying to work with an insurance company to bring in a drone show, which actually might be both Friday and Saturday. If that comes to fruition, and if people keep following balloonfestival.com or the media, you'll see if we were successful with that or not. It would be an incredible 12-minute show with a history of ballooning, a history of this festival, and a lot of things on New Jersey. So if you haven't seen a drone show before and we can make that happen, do not miss that either.
I mean, Howard, you mentioned Casey. What other musical acts are going to be there over the weekend?
You know, since it's such a family audience, we open at 1 o'clock on Friday. At 1:30 for a number of years now, we've had a tradition of having Lori Berkner. And I always, you know, go out to the gates and look at the crowds at about 12:30 when they start lining up. And there'll be 500 to 1,000 strollers with little kids. The New York Times called Lori Berkner the Adele of the preschool set. So for any of your listeners or viewers who have kids in the 2 to 8 range, Lori is incredible. She's interactive. You know, she'll say something about an elephant. All these kids will hold up, you know, their stuffed elephants. It's kind of scary, but very cool to watch as well. You know, it's if you go back to the Rocky Horror Picture Show with all the interactive stuff when Meatloaf was performing, you know, that's what Lori Berkner is for kids. And then that night, Friday night, July 28th, for the first time ever, we're going to have two concerts.
Wow. Lit
and Everclear. So you want to be a wise guy, you can say get lit on Everclear, but they've got you know, some very famous songs, and once again you're not going to need your seat because you're going to be up and dancing. So Lit and Everclear, look them up, come on out, check them out. That's in association with DHA, our favorite radio station, so we love that. And then on Sunday trying to get younger and younger every year, myself and our audience. It was a band that came out in 2008 called Fits in the Tantrums. You know, they have a triple platinum song called Hand Clap, another song everybody's heard called Out of My League, which is kind of my wife's theme song for me. She thinks I'm out of her league. The Walker, Money Grabber. So Fits in the Tantrums is another party band. So for our 40th anniversary, this is going to be like a wedding for 175,000 of your closest balloonatic friends. You know, there is, everybody's going to be up and dancing. As always, there's great food, all of different varieties, flavors, and you name it. So, you know, you can hear how excited I am. And we're still almost 3 months away. So that gives us plenty of time to add more ingredients, do a little more shopping, put it all together, bake it up. And when that cake comes together, and who knows, maybe we'll even have a 40th anniversary birthday cake balloon out there. You never know.
Well, I actually flew in the birthday cake balloon 20 years ago or so.
That was for the 20th anniversary. So, yeah. And you look younger than you did then.
And a candle.
The podcast people. The people who can see, I don't know, you know. Guys and I, when we first started doing this, we had a forehead. Now we each have an 8-head or a 12-head and part of our
heads well, further apart. That's what happens. That's what happens over time. But we're still great.
Grass doesn't grow on a busy street, right, Cass?
That's correct. So, Howard, since you've been at the festival for, what, 2 decades now?
Three decades. I started when I was 12.
That's true. Oh, I forgot, 12. Yes, that's true. So what is your favorite balloon? Do you have a favorite balloon or two or three of your whole time?
Wow. Nobody's asked me that question lately. I love the bees. You know, the bees were one of the first shapes that we really had. We introduced them. The gentleman, Bob Romaneski, is the pilot. He comes from New Mexico. He is a great pilot. We've had him in a number of our festivals. And I just love the way, you know, and I've challenged him. Years ago, we had Styx. Well, we had him recently, but we had Dennis DeYoung, the music of Styx, on a Saturday night. And during the balloon glow, I went up to Bob and I said, look, here's the set list. Their last two songs are Babe and Lady. I said, Bob, I wouldn't ask this of anybody else, but I want you to be at the glow next to the stage. During Babe, I want you to start putting them face to face and have them hug. And then during Lady, I want you to have them kiss. And he's like, Howie, nobody but you could ever ask me something like that. But let me see if I could do it, you know, depending on the winds. And you know what? He did it. And that's why I love the man. And he'll do anything. He puts on a show. He has that Michael Glenn, the paraplegic pilot. So probably the bees. You know, if I had to pick one, or they happen to be two, obviously. But also, you know, I've had Darth Vader. We did a balloon festival in Inner Mongolia, Guyang, Inner Mongolia, believe it or not.
Wow.
You know, most people of my ilk send out for General Chow. In this case, General Chow sent out for me. And we had Darth and Yoda. They come from Belgium with great pilots who speak a little English, fortunately, because my Belgium is not too good. But they came and they dazzled people in Inner Mongolia with Darth and Yoda. And we haven't had them for a little while. So to have them back with Mandalorian is such a big show, streaming for kids now. So, you know, having the 515 Corps out there, Darth and Yoda are always a crowd pleaser. So I love them. And frankly, to give you a little hint here, when they come, part of the deal is he has to bring me Belgian waffles, which he, now don't tell him, don't tell customs, but he hides them in the bottom of his basket. And that's part of the deal. You know, for him to show up, he's got to feed me Belgian waffles. So I guess I like them. But, you know, it's like asking you, who's your favorite kid? You know, all of these are like my kids. So I kind of love them all. And still to this day, Kaz, and, you know, 30 years, 5 ascensions a year. What's that, 150 ascensions? We've done a bunch around the country. So maybe 500 ascensions, and you include China. You know, still, when those balloons get taken out of their bags and lay out, and then the fans just blow regular air into them, and when you hear that fan start whirring, up to 100 of them, and, you know, then they put the heat in it and hot air rises, when that fan starts being pulled, I still, the hair on my arm still is on end. You know, the hair on the back of my neck is still exciting. And to be able to look back, and I'm fortunate enough to be on the flight line amongst the balloons, but to be able to look back on the flight line, the fence, that the FAA, you know, keeps up there for safety reasons, and look back at the gleam in the eye of these kids and the smile on their faces. And, you know, I've said it to you before, but when I used to take my son to the circus, the three-ring circus at the Garden, and first I would look at the, you know, the clowns and the different circus acts, but then I started looking at him, and just to see his face of excitement watching those three rings. So multiply that times 33 with, you know, for 100 balloons or whatever we have this year, and it makes it very rewarding, particularly in those morning flights. It's really a thing to behold. And, you know, for the 40th, we have a lot of surprises that I haven't even and won't tell you about yet, because if I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise. But if people don't think, you know, they're going to get their money's worth this year, then I am not a doctor of hot air, which is what DHA stands for, by the way.
Well, once again, we're listening and talking to Howard Freeman, producer of the Hot Air Balloon Festival in New Jersey. And this is the 40th anniversary. Now, Howard, I'm sure you've got some two or three quick stories about people who went there for the first time and what they told you about the experience, or wrote notes or letters or online. You know, you want to share
some quick ones? We do have a look while you're hitting me with some good questions today. Not that you don't always, but the ones now you're making me rack my brain. And at my age, I'm not sure what I had for breakfast.
Turn.
But at any rate, you know, what's still surprising to me is the amount of people who will, you know, buy a ticket to the festival. That's their first experience with balloons. Then they will maybe take a balloon ride the next year, or a tethered ride. And then they will crew for a pilot. And then, you know, they say the first balloon experience is $40 at the gate. You know, it's 30% off in advance till June 15th. So get your tickets early. And then the price changes again up to 20% July 26th. So, you know, if you're going to come to the festival, which why wouldn't you? I would buy your tickets early and save money and use that money to, you know, spend more on your kids at the festival. And, you know, for less than $100, an entire family of four can come out and have a great day out there. But so people say your first experience, you know, would be $25 or $30 or whatever you pay. You know, it's $40 at the gate. So buy tickets early. And then your second balloon experience is, you know, $300 for a balloon ride, approximately, depending on when you go. And then the next one is, you know, $50,000, because it's amazing to me. I've had 15, 20 people tell me that they came to the festival, were amazed at experienced the magic of ballooning live. Then they had a balloon ride. Then they crewed for a pilot. Then they, you know, were student pilots. And now they're pilots in our festival. So to see that progression, and there's a guy in Reddington, Vinny Panico, there's a number of guys, too numerous to mention, who have gone through that progression. So that's been incredible to me. The amount of people who have gotten engaged at the festival, we probably have 15 to 25 people get engaged each year at the festival, because it's a unique experience. We've had people get married, more people than you can imagine get married either on the ground and some in the air. We've had a famous DJ, Cubby, excuse me, get married in the air. And then he came back and did the ride again for his anniversary. So those experiences that, you know, last for a lifetime are what really makes it exciting for me. And watching my son was first at the festival at 6 weeks old. He's going to be 28 by the time the festival runs around this year. And he's been coming for every year. So to see the picture of him growing and now being bigger than me, and seeing his progression is, personally for me, has been unbelievable. And at 6 weeks, we couldn't put him to work. We had a few selfies with him, but, you know, I didn't make much money on that. But now he runs our parking lots at the festival, even though he has a real job with the rest of the 362 days of the year. So to see him grow up in a family festival situation is kind of cool too. And you know, there's a friend of mine from a radio station in New York City who has brought his kids every year. And every year he puts them in my golf cart, and we take a picture, and he, you know, shows them how much they've grown each year. So it's experiences like that that to me are hard to find anywhere else. And once again, it sounds trite, but, you know, it's a 3-day celebration of the magic of ballooning. And there really is a magic of ballooning, as you've experienced. And you've been out there amongst those balloons, you don't realize how cool it is.
No, it's very cool. I know that magic golf cart that you ride around in. There's a picture of you and I put it up last year on my Facebook. So make sure you watch the video to see that. But I pointed out to a lot of people, like, that's the guy right there.
No. It takes a village, man. It takes a village. I may just be the handsome face out there to the public, but you know, teamwork makes the dream work. And without, you know, the five full-time people, the 5 or 10 interns that we start on around Memorial Day, and approximately 2,500 people that we employ during the weekend, over $50 million of economic impact, the 3.3 million plus that we've raised so far for nonprofits. And in fact, the Trinity Solar 5K is going to benefit the Susan B. Komen Foundation. So to be able to give back and to do well by doing good, you know, makes it all worthwhile. And yes, you can point me out because maybe my name is out there, or my handsome face is on the podcast. So people listening to the podcast won't realize how ridiculous that statement was. But you know what? It's everybody. Ken Statz, my vice president of operations, he's been with us every single all those 30 years. It's amazing how many people are Balloonmeister. A lot of the pilots have been there for 30 years or even more, even before I started. John Piper, who used to run the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, handles all of our balloon operations. You know, all the people, too numerous to mention.
No, it's an amazing team. I mean, I've been there almost, I don't know, 20 years or so on and off with at the festival. And I get excited when I go there and I see like new families coming in. Actually, I asked them, I says, have you been to the festival before? And I'm shocked when they say no. So I go, well, make sure you go this way, go around here, collect all the goodies. Balloon Festival, balloons take off over there. There's concerts there, give them some shortcuts. See, I said, this is where the bathroom is, the misting stations, all that stuff. I feel like I'm part of the family there because I've been around.
Hey, we should be paying you. I'm going to make you into a town crier and be out there telling people, you know, where all the attractions are, what's going on, because there's clearly more than just hot air. There's so many experiential things. I talked about the Fabulous Floras. There's the family area. There's the magic show. There's over 200, probably 300 vendors with food, with crafts, with arts, with experiential stuff, with sampling. You know, find a better value and tell me about it because I'll go.
Yeah, no, balloonfestival.com is where you go get tickets. And July 28th through the 30th, 2023 is what we're talking about right now, 40th anniversary. Howard, the toughest question of all. I always ask everyone this question. All right, gotta look in the camera when you say this. All right, because I need. All right, right there. There you go. Hi, Howard. So, what's it like being on Casual Conversations again, Howard?
You know, it's the highlight of my year, Cass. I've been on, you know, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, but those are chopped liver. You know, when I can, because there's always new people that I'm talking to. But when I can reminisce and look at your shirt from 1989 before I even started. When we can reminisce off
air, we get a close up of that.
Before we even started this, you know, rolling the tape, and we can reminisce about the different years. And you've been there longer than I have, so it makes my year. And that's when I know the festival is on its way. It's around the corner. And you know what? As the New Jersey Lottery, our title sponsor, says, anything can happen in Jersey, and that's what's going to happen July 28th to 30th. All the information at balloonfestival.com. Don't wait. Buy your tickets today and save money. I mean, if you wait and pay more, you know, at the gate, my family will love it. But why would you do that? Save money. You know, my family will still be eating. Don't worry about it. We'll be all right. Buy tickets today. Go on balloonfestival.com. Download the tickets. Put them on your app. Download the festival app. Go on at NJ Balloon Fest. Hashtag NJ Balloon Fest. Sign up for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You'll get all kinds of special offers. You'll see all the new stuff that I haven't told Kaz yet, because it wouldn't be a surprise. Yeah. And if you go on balloonfestival.com and just put in your email address, it's free, no obligation. You'll get our newsletter, you get all of our updates, you'll see all the balloons. And hey, if it's free, it's for me. So go for it.
Thank you. What's your usual sign off, Howard?
Gentle breezes and soft landings. See you in the sky, Kaz. See
you. Bye, Howard.
Thanks for your time. Love speaking to you, Kaz.
All right. Bye.